Hi, guys. How are you? It is Mojo in the Morning. Last night, we had everybody over to the house for dinner. It was cool to hang out, and we haven't done that in a while. You know, we've done we used to do it like a ton, and then we all got crazy where we were together anyway. We would say, hey, let's all get together and have dinner. And we're like, well, we are, because we got a promotion tonight. We're all going to do dinner anyway. But we all got together, families and all, see the kids interact with each other. And then
everybody fighting over Rachel's baby.
Oh, that was great, by the way. I loved holding Rachel's baby. I started having baby envy.
Oh, my wife was big time. I looked at her eyes. I'm like, oh, boy.
The problem with holding Rachel's baby is literally I didn't think that I was ever going to have to give him back, because it was almost like she was like, okay, let's go home now. You know what I mean? But we had to be careful, though. We had to watch Fletch around our kids. Did you hear what Fletch was doing?
No.
No.
With my sons?
He is a kid, so I think the kids love hanging out with him.
Listen to this. This is Jacob. Rob put his iPhone down on the table and started recording the entire evening just because he knew something crazy was going to happen. So here is Jacob, my son, who is 12 years old, talking about what Fletch just did.
Fletch shut off my beer.
No, he
Fletch what?
Shut off my beer.
He did? I did.
I believe that you probably didn't. However, the story is completely believable that you actually did.
Fletch actually tried to offer my son a beer, according to Jacob there. Fletch did do something last night that I was really uncomfortable with.
But, besides offering your son a beer?
Yeah,
that qualifies him to work at Applebee's now, I think.
Rob's fiance was not there. She was working. She's a nurse, and she works in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob is there solo. And Fletch is there solo. So Fletch is sitting down at the table. We're all there. And Fletch turns over to Rob at one point. And for those that don't know this, Rob the web guy is getting married in, is it like 60 days?
67 days.
67
days. And today,
days.
Just real quick,
but who's
totally
counting?
Derail what, where you're going. 2 years ago today, I met Chelsea.
Aww. Happy 2 year anniversary.
Let me add something.
Okay, so back to, I love it. To Fletch. Sorry.
So Fletch looks at Rob at one point in the evening and says, I don't know why you're getting married. I don't think you should do this thing. No marriages ever last. All my friends who have been married, their women just stole all their money.
So Fletch is a half full guy. His glass is half full.
It got so quiet in the room after he said that.
A quarter full.
All of a sudden, at one point, I know it's dead twice. Let me tell you.
You could have heard a pin drop.
There's Chelsea, Spike's wife, Chris, Rachel, Randy, I'm talking all the women. These are all the women that are in the room. Shannon, all these women are sitting there looking like, you are a bastard. I can't believe you're saying this.
So but knowing where he's coming from right now, just off a fresh breakup, I mean, you have to understand he's probably little bitter towards the opposite sex.
But we said to him, we said, Fletch, you know, just because you've had bad luck. I've not had bad luck. My friend Scott. My friend Bob, my friend Larry. He's like going through all of his friends that have had issues in relationships. And so he was trying to like talk Rob out of getting married.
Yeah. He said that he was going to, on the day of that, expect all my groomsmen to each try and pull me aside and talk me out of it. Like would have been cool to do that. Like, when I told you I was proposing to Chelsea.
No,
like,
it wouldn't have been cool to do that at all. No. That's just not appropriate at all.
Can I tell you something?
He's just at a different stage in his life.
One part, though, is interesting, and this is where I don't think Fletch is completely out of line, is I believe every married person or soon-to-be married person has a friend that is like Fletch or a relative that tries to talk them out of getting married. Because mine was my older brother tried to.
And I
mentioned this to you, Rob, yesterday. I said, Rob, don't worry about it. My older brother wrote me a letter. He wrote me like a 2 or 3 page letter basically telling me that I shouldn't get married. And it's funny because now, you know,
Was he married at the time?
Oh, yeah, he was married. He told me it was a huge mistake. Don't do it.
Oh, but
now, is he divorced now?
No. He's happily
still
married. But he actually now apologized to me for this because he said that he shouldn't have tried to do that.
Yeah, it probably was a little out of line. Fletch said he's going to be the guy that stands up in the wedding. If anyone opposes to this union, he says he's going to stand up.
Fletch.
I will turn around with a tranquilizer dart and just like.
You will. Chelsea's dad will. Your soon-to-be father-in-law will stand up and probably take him out.
But that would make for some great radio if he did.
Sure would.
Oh my God. All right, so let's take some of these calls here. So who tried to talk you out of getting married, Denise?
My mother-in-law. Ex-mother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And so how did she, like, tell you this?
Well, it wasn't, it was like when we had our daughter before we got engaged, and, you know, throughout the, when we had her, and she says, you know, you can do better than him, you can do better than him.
Oh, my God, this was
wait,
her.
Wait, then her own son?
Yeah, this is her blood son. Yeah.
That's not what I expected. I thought she didn't like you.
No, actually, the day we were getting married, I was getting my daughter ready. We were in the room getting ready, and she came in, and she says, you know, you don't have to do this. She's like, he's no good for you. You can do better for him, better than him. And, you know, she didn't fully explain everything to me. And then I found out, you know, he cheated, and he was going, I mean, he was always going out, but there was an age difference where he was at the age of being able to go out, and I wasn't. And when I filed my divorce papers, the first person I called was his mother, and she was happy. And when I met my current husband, she was ecstatic.
Oh, my God. So does he talk to her?
She actually passed away.
Oh, boy. Wow, that had to be kind of hard, huh?
Well, she passed away 6 months after the divorce was final, so at least I got to say that she...
You knew she was happy.
Yeah, she was happy, you know, and she never met my current boyfriend, my husband now, but she knew it was good.
Wow. Sandy is just like Fletch. Sandy actually tried to talk her brother out of getting married. Is that right?
My poor baby brother. He married a witch. I mean, when he proposed to her, our jaws all dropped. We didn't know what to say. So the wedding day comes. We're all at the church. The best men are trying to drag him out of the church and tell him it's okay to leave. He was up by the altar, and he got down on his knees, and on the bottom, they had taped the words "Help me" on the bottom of the shoes. And I was a bridesmaid, and I had to be up there reluctantly, crying, bawling my eyes out. My uncles, everybody's looking at me like, "What's going on?" I was so upset that he was marrying her. And to beat it all, she didn't even consummate the marriage on the wedding night.
Oh, my God. Are they still married?
Hated.
There's
oh, God, no. They got divorced, and he married a really awesome, awesome girl.
Good. Wow. That's funny. She's up there bawling her eyes out. Everybody thought that you were just happy for them.
I love the help me on the shoes.
That's great. Courtney, hi. By the way, Rob, check your shoes, because I'm afraid of what Fletch is going
to
do.
Sure. I'm sure Fletch would tape it to my back, like give me a big hug and tape it right to my there. Back.
Courtney, hi.
Hi.
Who tried to talk you out of getting married?
Oh, my sister's talking me out of it.
Oh,
November, I have a wedding date.
Oh, why doesn't she like your fiancé?
Well, it's not that she doesn't like him, but he's 22 years my senior.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he...
Hold on. I'm going to be the guy talking you out of it. What are you doing marrying a guy that's 22 years older than you?
He doesn't look it. He doesn't act it. He looks like he's 35. He's retired from the Army, and she just wants to make sure that I'm set after we get married.
So he's 22 years older than you. How old are you?
I will be 33.
Oh, my gosh. Week. So he's an old dude, huh?
He's not old.
Okay.
To what extent does your sister try and butt her nose in? What's the worst thing she's done?
Are you sure you want to do this? I don't think you should do this. This will be both of our third marriages.
Does he know that your sister's trying to talk you out of it?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Well, those family gatherings are going to be a little awkward.
I know, right? Very awkward. Good luck to you in that one. Jeff, hi.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff, who tried to talk you guys out of getting married?
Well, I'm trying to talk my sister out of getting married.
Why?
This guy that is gay.
How do you know he's gay?
His friend, which is the friend's cousin, told me he's just gay, said yes, they slept together.
Oh,
you're kidding me. Wow.
So everybody telling me not to tell my sister because it will ruin her happy day, which is in June.
Oh, you can't worry about her happy day. You got to worry about the rest of her life.
Hold on. Can we call your sister? Can we call your sister up?
Sure.
Hold on the line for a second. Rachel, get his sister on the phone line, and let's try to talk to her a little bit and find out what's going on. Okay?
She has been told that he's gay, or you just kind of beat her around the bush? She has not.
She hasn't. And here. I'm really, you know, this
you
is
need
her
to tell. You need
ever.
To tell her on the air here.
No!
Hold on.
Do you want us to help you tell her?
Here's the thing. We hear from couples all the time, from men and women who found out years later that their spouse was gay. And their biggest regret was...
I'm one of his best men.
Oh, my God.
I know, but one of their biggest regrets was that no one told them earlier because they felt like they lost years of their life wasting...
Hang on. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
We need to let her know.